Cooler, shorter days mean cold and flu season is just around the corner. Trish and Dirk White own Harry Race and White's Pharmacies in Sitka, and they've been eagerly awaiting shipments of COVID boosters and flu vaccines. Vaccines arrive by plane, usually in a couple of days. One of those shipments was set to arrive via FedEx in mid-September.
We have about a $4,200 order of high-dose flu vaccine, and we still haven't gotten yet. The tracking number says it's still in Anchorage.
Trish White says they received a tracking number from FedEx on September 15th. 10 days later, it still hadn't arrived. In Southeast Alaska, weather can frequently delay the mail. White says an extra day or two isn't that unusual. Any more than that risks spoiling the vaccines, which are shipped on ice. But this delay wasn't due to weather. In mid-September, the FedEx office in Sitka closed for more than a week, with packages piling up and no one to deliver them. Robin Schmidt is one of many Sitkans who orders her pet food online to save money. The food she orders from PetSmart always ships via FedEx.
I've been waiting for this cat food, and I knew that it was in Sitka. I could see that it had been delivered to Sitka. And it was there for over a week. And that doesn't seem like a big deal until you run out of cat food.
Schmidt noticed that other Sitkans were waiting on packages too. So one morning when she had some free time, she called FedEx's customer service line.
And I conveyed to her that we had a real problem. I threw down my lawyer card. And I said, there are people on this small, isolated island who are waiting for their medication. And I said, I know you can see that my boxes are coming from PetSmart, and that probably doesn't mean a lot to you, you know, but there could be people waiting for their pet medication. But I said, the real thing is there are, like, people that are diabetic and stuff like that. Right. And their packages are being held there.
Eventually, the customer service representative passed her along to someone up the ladder, a supervisor in FedEx's West Coast division, who listened to her concerns and then did a little digging. Schmidt said the supervisor confirmed what was causing the backlog. The local office was down to just one driver serving the whole island.
It's like only having one veterinarian in town. You know, it makes it really hard. One person's down and the whole village is affected.
The supervisor told Schmidt they were sending in staff from out of town to open the office. By September 25th, they'd begun to deliver packages again. KCAW reached out to FedEx for an interview to confirm the reason for the delayed shipments and whether Sitka's office was indeed operating with only one driver. Instead, we got a short statement via email. It said, quote, "We appreciate our customers' patience as contingency plans are implemented to address a temporary service delay involving our location on Airport Road in Sitka. We are working to restore service levels as quickly as possible and apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused." But whether it's a temporary service delay or chronic understaffing remains unclear. Until last year, FedEx operated two services in Sitka, FedEx Express, and FedEx Ground, which is outsourced, meaning FedEx pays contractors to deliver those packages. But not anymore. In 2022, FedEx eliminated FedEx Ground pickups and deliveries in Alaska in an effort to cut costs.
Sure, it's a fun job because you get to make friends with all the local dogs, and everybody has so many cute dogs, and I certainly miss that.
Elias Erickson is a former delivery driver. He worked for Lickety Split Logistics. That's the company that operated FedEx Ground in Sitka until last year. And while he liked the job, he says it was far from easy. Drivers work long hours and it's physically demanding, not to mention it requires a tremendous amount of organization to deliver hundreds of packages efficiently every day. And again, there's that southeast weather. You can go a few days without seeing any packages, then 3 days worth of packages arrive on the plane.
As a driver for FedEx, typically you're expected to deliver all the packages that are put on your plate the day that you deliver them. And if you don't, then that just means you're going to have more the next day. During certain times of the year, that can certainly become overwhelming at times.
And he says retention was a problem.
And if you're constantly hiring new employees and you're having new folks show up, that's just going to mean longer delivery times because it takes a while to get to know your route and to become quick at that route.
Erickson can't speak to the current issues with FedEx's delayed deliveries, but he thinks it's possible that eliminating FedEx Ground has ratcheted up pressure on the remaining workers and might be contributing to the problem.
The decisions that maybe FedEx made on a corporate level maybe weren't fully thought through as far as how they would be implemented and what that would look like in a rural context such as ours. And I think ultimately FedEx might have shot themselves in the foot in that respect and cost themselves some efficiency and some effectiveness in their operation here.
Whether FedEx has adequately addressed staffing at Sitka's office in the long run remains to be seen. But for now, drivers are on the road playing catch up. Eventually, Robin Schmidt's cat food and Trish White's vaccine shipments showed up, though some of the vaccines may have been compromised due to the delay. But White was relieved that a separate shipment arrived on time and ice cold.
And I'm thrilled. Got a tracking number end of last week for an even bigger shipment, like three times that amount. And it arrived today safely. We saw the FedEx truck. It was like Christmas.
KCAW was unable to independently confirm how many drivers are currently employed in Sitka, but several Sitkans KCAW spoke to, including White, mentioned one driver they've noticed going above and beyond amid the delays. White said that driver is, quote, incredible and kind of a champion in my book. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.